Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. On the jeweled heels of last week's royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton comes a startling revelation that the royal family lavished so much money on the spectacle that when William's brother, Harry, gets married, it could be, with a nod to the current plight of a recession-plagued England, slightly different. The royal family will seek worthy underwriters who will be given prominent placement throughout the day's wedding ceremony and beyond. It might sound something like this. Hello, worldwide. Nigel Hawthorne here for BBC One, welcoming you to the Royal Dalton Jaguar nuptials of Prince Harry and Chelsea Davy, brought to you in part by Thomas Cook Travel Group. Travel like a royal with Thomas Cook since 1725. We're breathlessly awaiting the arrival of the bride in a full-size Range Rover with complimentary driver for the entire fortnight and satellite navigation by Budget Rent-A-Car. Livery service to the Queen, I might add, since 1066. Need I mention the splendor and brilliance that is a royal wedding is not to be missed with the official keepsake DVD on sale at the Canterbury Gift Shop, selling tchotchkes to the masses since 1438. Of course, the video does not include Prince Harry's bachelor party at the Blackfriar Pub, one of London's most historic drinking establishments, proud to help royals get pissed since 1627. The great doors of the cathedral have swung effortlessly open, having been treated with Higgins oil, lubricating the Queen since 1555. And here, the flower girls, eagerly tossing Kit Kat bars by Cadbury to each side of the aisle. Cadbury, we know you've got a sweet tooth. That's right, to the Queen since only 1952, I'm afraid. Looking at the royal itinerary, we see a full English breakfast served to the wedding party, a truly sumptuous affair catered by the food courts of Harrods, by way of official grocer to the Queen, Fortnum and Mason, selling food, luggage and homewares to London's finest since God knows when. All England will proudly witness with you the ceremony, which will begin shortly as the Archbishop slips into his specially designed Marks and Spencer robes, dutifully fitted by their most senior tailors, tailors to the Queen since 1505. Making quite certain the happy couple are covered as they make their way down the aisle, they are in fact insured by Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's, you know, since 1684. The prince and his bride, a lovely couple, will be wed in the same ceremony as Prince William, with the one exception being when the Archbishop asks the bride if she'll take him for richer. The word poorer, not truly, in their vocabulary. And that's your Radio Buzz.